This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? My name is Scott Hennen. The radio god Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Kevin Flynn is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I done good already. Wow. That's the affirmation bell from Todd. A little pat on the head. As opposed to, like,
on the back, not the head.
Fighting Sue. If I say Fighting Sue, then he's like, ooh, that's like electric shock in the chair. Yeah, right. Right. Official voice of the University of North Dakota. Hockey team, football team, basketball team.
You see they're changing the Cleveland Indians now?
They are not.
Yes, they are.
They go the way of the Redskins?
Yep. Well, I don't know if they're going to call themselves the Cleveland Club or whatever, but the Indians thing is going away.
Yeah, well, they already took the Chief Wahoo down and
right
him, and
but I mean, yeah, now the whole thing is coming. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Right,
the Braves will go down, all of them.
Well, that's, yep. It's just, you know, the Indians and Redskins are a little bit different in my mind in that, you know, there are not like the Indian tribe or the Redskin Indian tribe, right?
Yeah, I mean,
You got the Sioux Nation. I mean, you go back to maps of long before there was a North Dakota, there was the Sioux. I mean, there's great history there, right? And
but you're referring to a race. You wouldn't decide to change Braves and put a white guy on there instead of a Native American, would you?
Theoretically, you
could, because Brave doesn't necessarily mean a specific race.
None of this matters because the PC police run this world, and it really doesn't matter what we think.
True. But
common sense would tell you that if the Sioux Nation has the opportunity to have a team named after them that goes out to win and compete,
it doesn't matter what they want. It matters what the NCAA wants.
Exactly. Demonstrate character, that it would be a good thing. And that if you take it away, you've then lost an opportunity to awaken future generations to that history, into that proud heritage. But, you know, it's on my bucket list for that somehow, some way to come back and benefit in some kind of a partnership. I mean, I think of the University of North Dakota Medical School. All right? This is an unbelievable facility, unbelievable program, everything else, right? And Native Americans suffer disproportionately on diabetes, as an example. And the addiction of alcoholism, as an example. And the effects that come with that. Why not say, we're going to take the Sioux Nation and we are going to give them health care beyond anything any other Native American tribe has ever. In return for that, they'll continue to say it's okay, just like their elders did in the 30s, to be like Sioux. Now, how would that be? Life-changing care in exchange for something they had from their elders in the 1930s. Texter says, I like Cleveland Whiteys for a new name. And then Kevin
and Todd. It's still racism, even when it's
Lee and I was racism.
Oh, man.
That.
You don't think so?
But wait. Don't the Chicago White Sox need to change their name? And the Boston Red Sox.
Here we go. Cleveland Crackers.
Stop.
Suggested
the
by
Honkies.
These aren't coming for me.
Hey, I prefer Saltine American, all right? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, where do you stop? I mean, really, where does it? Where does it stop? There's okay, going to be nothing anymore.
Let's get this show back on track.
Oh,
on track
man. Here.
Back off the... back.
Sorry
back,
I even brought it up, guys, but, you know.
Was on the rails, and now it's... it was actually my fault, because I said... I explained when I get the buzzer. It all devolved from there. This is the program we call What's On Your Mind for a Reason. We love hearing from you. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. I have purposefully left this entire hour open for time to chat, because we've had busy programs last week where we didn't get as much, you know, when there's callers that have not gotten on the air that we wanted to get on, oh, I just have a guilt complex. So this is for you, okay? So 701-258-0550, that's the number to call us. Local number, can go on your speed dial, 701-258-0550. Call from somewhere else, we have an 800 number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I received a text this morning that's the kind of text that set you back a little bit in realizing the connection with our listeners. I know it's there. I feel it all the time. You talk to folks on the phone. You see the emails. You see the text. So it's not like I am ambivalent to it, but it is nonetheless very, very much appreciated. Texter says, good morning. I did something this morning I've never done before. I prayed specifically for you. Not just a little God bless Scott prayer, but a real prayer. Smiley face sign right next to that. I prayed that your voice would be amplified as you declare that this is not a right versus left issue, but a right versus wrong issue. I'm coming to believe that corruption runs on both sides of the aisle. Corruption needs to be exposed and eliminated across our nation, if indeed we are to have a nation to pass on to our children and grandchildren. And I believe we need more people like Kevin Cramer in Washington, D.C., says the texter. So the really heartfelt, I guess what touched my heart more than anything was that somebody's praying for yours truly. That's big stuff. I love that. And I don't pray for my voice to be amplified. I really don't. I'm going to come talk to folks in this part of the world about what they believe. And if that catches fire, that's great. But I appreciate it very much. However, I do think this is worthy of a question. Because if you don't like Donald Trump, you're put in the camp of the left. I mean, there's obviously some Republicans that be in that category as well. But whatever you consider yourself politically, don't we all want to know when we put our heads on the pillow that this election was 100% legit? Don't we want to know that every piece of voter fraud that we've seen exposed in these legislative hearings has been investigated and dug into, and we're satisfied that it is what it is? Today, the electors, they meet. Now, they give it to Congress next, so it isn't the end, but the states deliver their electors today. I think we should call Bob Weefald and see if he could maybe persuade a few people to, you know, kind of cozy up to the Minnesota folks and, you know.
The answer to your question is clearly no. We don't all want the answers here.
Why wouldn't we want it?
Oh, we do. think most do.
Why wouldn't we want it? Why wouldn't everybody want it?
Because I would get caught if I said I wanted that and I was cheating.
Well, maybe not the actual people doing it, but I would think within the sound of my voice.
But love condoning it.
Love Trump, hate Trump.
Yep.
Republican, Democrat. You know, I don't care what you are. Libertarian, Green Party, whatever. But you'd say, please, please, please. Because let me tell you this, folks. There is, I've seen it. I've heard it with my own ears. There's more than enough here to raise a ton of questions.
Of course there is.
About everything.
You bet.
I mean, these forensic audits on the machines and, you know, the percentages that they up this candidate and take that one down and, you know, the Atlanta business, all kinds of stuff like that. And if you think it ran through the electors, and by the way, Congress has to bless the electors, so that actually is January 6th. So that's the deadline that really matters here. Today is not, despite I guarantee you're going to hear from the media. It's over. The electors have voted. They're done. Biden's got enough.
That's it.
My big question. Don't you want a free and fair election? Don't let your Trump hatred take it away. Greg and Fred coming up. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Let me tell you what I'm looking at here. I see a MyPillow bathrobe on sale for 30% off, and they're brand new. And they're really, really good. I thought this weekend when I put it on, it felt almost like a little weighted blanket. You know, a weighted blanket
oh, yep,
has
yep.
that kind of just comfort to it. I mean, it's not a flimsy bathrobe. It's the real deal. Very, very soft. Oh, my gosh. Brand new product, and I have mine at home. Love it. Got Maria one already. Pink one. She loves it. So I don't have a pink one, if you're wondering. It's not a matching deal. I know you two were about to say something, but no. Mine's gray.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and hers is pink. But anyway, it is 30% off right now.
So one of the great deals. Do you have to wear pink or what?
Nobody sees you in your bathrobe generally, so it wouldn't really matter anyway. I could wear pink and nobody would know, but
True.
You know. There's towels. There is Giza Dream Sheet sets. There's the lowest price ever on the My Premium pillows, $69.98 normally. Now $29.98. $40 off right there. How's my math? $40 off for crying out loud. King size, only $5 more. And gift cards are now available if you're like, I don't know if they like the robe or they want the sheets or they want the towels. Just do the gift card. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott. Stephen Miller is the president's, one of his senior advisors, writes a lot of his speeches, goes with him everywhere, and he's a fighter. I love the guy. He's just, he's always out there ready to take on whatever. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, and I don't know, somebody asked about the calendar. Well, isn't it too late? Isn't it too late?
The only date in the Constitution is January 20th. So we have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election.
All right. And what should we consider some of the worst voter fraud?
Whether it's the signature matching in Georgia that was illegally changed as a result of a consent decree without the legislature's approval, or whether it's the hundreds of thousands of improperly cast ballots in Wisconsin, absentee voters who never actually submitted the request for an absentee ballot, or whether you're talking in Pennsylvania, the clear equal protection violation when Democrat ballots were cured in advance of Election Day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I forget about the I forgot about the Georgia one where they literally have people voting who didn't request an absentee ballot. So, figure that one out.
Well, then they got a big water main break, apparently. It was overflowing toilet.
Right. That was just in time to get the, four people to get the ballot boxes under the table and get them out there. But, no, that's perfectly normal. That's perfectly normal. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why they hid the boxes under a table. That they actually went in the middle of all the voting. All the counting, everything going on, they take this long table out there, ones we've all used at grad parties, throw a little black tablecloth over it, and put boxes underneath. Oh, well, if they were legit, why wouldn't you put them on top of the table?
Yeah.
Easier to carry, easier to grab and go, whatever. More from Stephen Moore. Here's the last
one. There were millions of ballots that were cast in violation of plain state law, federal law, the U.S. Constitution. You have underage voters. You have voters with felony criminal records who are disqualified from voting in their states. You have non-residents. You have non-citizens. You have voters who are deceased. You have voters who haven't lived in the state for years.
But nothing to see here.
This is not left versus right.
Wow.
This is about America and the Constitution. Please tell me you agree with that. And if you don't, tell me why. 800-228-0550. Greg's on the road. First up, then Fred. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi. I agree with you on the fraud part, too. But I have another thing I want to address that, about the COVID upsurge, you know, after Thanksgiving here and there's so many deaths. Weren't we supposed to have, real super therapeutics to help these people that have gotten sick? And all of a sudden we have dying. It's like they were saying, hey, we need an upsurge to make the vaccine more viable because, a lot of percentage of the population didn't really trust the vaccine. So how do you feel about that?
So let me see if I understand you. I agree with you, by the way, on therapeutics. We know they exist. You know, some of them are used for other conditions, so they're already approved and been there. And it sort of takes, a doctor-patient conversation to say, well, I want to try that one because I know it worked, and the doctor say yes, or whatever. I'm not connecting that to the vaccine. Are you suggesting that the therapeutic should be out there more so people don't need a vaccine?
Yes. I mean, it seemed like they're not being used because people are still dying, and I don't understand. Apparently, of course, the media is putting out numbers. I'm not sure how accurate they are. But the numbers say, so many deaths per day. I mean, it's like, oh, this is so terrible. Well, if there was the therapeutics were doing the job, we should not have this many deaths per day, and yet we could still maybe look at a vaccine for, say, the frontline workers or whatever, but most polls say that most Americans don't necessarily want to take the vaccine when it's been rushed through like this.
Yeah, well, I know personally of people who've asked for, in other words, say one individual was told positive, immediately asked for one of the therapeutics, and they wouldn't give it to him. They just said, go home and, you know, monitor your conditions, and, well, you know, if they get bad, come in. Well, by that point, sometimes it could be too late. So that's where I agree with you. Some people could be dying. I know another fellow that his wife was down in Enderlin, Ellendale, I can't remember. And, you know, he was with his wife. She contracted. She wanted these. She wanted what Trump had, the steroid thing. She wanted these other things. Look at Rudy Giuliani. I mean, Rudy Giuliani's overweight by a little bit. I'm not judging him, but, you know, he is, and he is an elderly guy. I mean, he's like a chia pet he popped up. I mean, you know, boom, he's fine. Why? Because of these therapeutics. So, you know, I and every doctor I've talked about this said they kind of cringe, like, you know, I hear you, and really the patient-doctor relationship should be such that they should say, I want that, and the doctor should give it to them if they want it. You know, unless it's going to harm them, and, you know, something that's taken for lupus doesn't harm you. So good points, Greg. Appreciate that. Fred and Wang, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy, so many subjects. I really do want to talk about the march in Washington this weekend. And, you know, those people that voted illegally in those states, I heard a story about a guy who said he was mad at his mom and dad because they voted for Biden. And he said he wasn't going to go visit their graves anymore because they should have never voted for Biden. I don't know if that's funny or not, but he got taken off of YouTube for saying that. I thought it was a pretty good joke myself.
Well, but, they're not very funny, the YouTube police or any of them. You know?
Yeah, they're not.
I just look for keywords and boom, you're gone.
And I'm afraid like your show is going to be, if these guys get in there, are we going to even have your show anymore? We're going to... Hopefully we do. Anyway, this weekend, it was wonderful. That march, that Jericho march, that was great.
It was, yeah. But, watched a lot of it. I had the good fortune of being able to put together a cabinet for my wife at the same time all the coverage was on, so I got it all. I loved it.
I got to watch it later on Victory TV. It was really good. They didn't get to have any. But all the people together doing that, the president flying over with the helicopters, here you got these guys, they walk around that Supreme Court area seven times and then they shout. I mean, it's just like, this is biblical stuff going on there. And Mike Lindell and you were on the show the other day and he read that verse about Joshua.
Hang on one sec, Fred. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Just take a little cup of coffee and we'll be right back. Did you know that about the Marine One? On the mall?
Not, no.
On Saturday, it was so cool. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to a Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Great specials, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA, beef tips and gravy, or scallop potatoes and ham. Two wonderful choices for you today in Valley City. Sausage potato at Harwood, beef stroganoff, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury steak on 12th Avenue North and I-29 at PetroServe USA, and scallop potatoes in Euland today at the PetroServe USA location there. Mondays also means any fresh-baked muffin is just 99 cents. I need to go there just for the muffins. They're so darn good, you can't even believe it. PetroServe USA, lots of other great food choices, lots of other great specials. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. You tell me what's on your mind. And I'd love to get a Democratic perspective on all of this, what I consider to be obvious voter fraud issues. It's pretty obvious when you cobble them all together. And I got to think, for this reason alone, that you'd want to have this be thoroughly vetted, not ignored, tossed aside, so that 6 months from now, when it all comes out, you start thinking Joe Biden's an illegitimate president. That reason alone. But more than anything, I hope it would be because you love America. You love the Constitution. And you want the laws followed on election. No COVID. And all the goofy things it brought in the way of, no, we can't vote here, we can't vote there. Go, by the way, stand in line forever with some summer sausage from Cloverdale. You're fine. Gallon of milk, no problem. You go do that. Loaf of bread, you bet. Go ahead. Want some cheese curds? You stand in line. No problem. Oh, can't vote. Can't vote. But for all that, Donald Trump's president. We're getting ready for a second term. No question about it. Okay, Fred. And Wayne, you were starting to say the Supreme Court, the other places that they were doing the prayer walks was inspiring to you. What else do you want to tell us?
Well, on Friday, we all thought that Supreme Court was going to turn this. You thought it. Mike Lindell thought it. I thought it. But, you know, when you read, when they started bringing up this Jericho walk and this Jericho movement that he's doing, and I started thinking about there's a passage in Joshua 7:7 that talks about the the great victory in Joshua 6, and then it goes into 7 about the victory at Jericho and how the walls came tumbling down, and then all of a sudden there was evil in the camp. And 26 Israelis died when they tried to take the next city. And even the mighty general Joshua was going against God, saying, God, why did you bring us across Jordan? I mean, he was renting his clothes. He was 80 years old. He was the greatest general ever, and he went down. And I think God gave you guys that verse. I didn't know why he gave it to you, so I just texted it to you, and you read it before Mike, and you didn't know what it meant. But what that verse was at Joshua 7:7 was to show that there was one more blow to come to us. And 5 hours after you read that verse on Friday, they announced the Supreme Court that they weren't going to take the case. Well, we found out there was evil in our camp. And they, and in the Bible, Achan took beautiful robes that he stole from God. God said, you leave that treasure there when you take Jericho. He took robes and he wrapped gold in it. So we have Supreme Court justices that have picked their robes and gold over doing what's right for this country. There's evil in the camp. And God was trying to get you and Mike Lindell ready for that 5 hours before it happened on Friday. God is with us. After that, Joshua got up, dusted himself off, and he took the whole thing. The whole thing, the whole Israel fell before him after he got the evil out of his camp. Read it. It's the best read. Those three chapters are the best read in the Bible, I always thought. So.
You are a gem, Fred. You are a gem. Appreciate you so much. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the good words and connecting all those dots. Pretty interesting. 800-228-0550. So this Jericho march that Fred's talking about was just like a typical march on Washington. Tons of people, speakers, you know, they have the setup for it. Now you've seen it before, big stage and whatnot. In this case, I would say more reliant on prayer than the average rally on Washington is, but nonetheless, you wouldn't notice a lot of difference. And right in the middle of it, I forget who was speaking. Everybody turns, and there it is. Marine One flying right over the mall. And it was the president who was on his way to Andrews, and then on his way to, I think, New York.
The Army-Navy game.
Yeah, for the Army-Navy game. Pretty cool. Really cool. Somebody asked us to play a part of Mark Levin's monologue from Life, Liberty, and Levin last night. I haven't heard this yet, but we found it, so here you go.
The Democrat Party and the media are destroying this country. I really believe it started with the Obama presidency. The divisiveness we have in this country is really those of us who believe in the flag and believe in the national anthem and defend the Declaration and the Constitution, who are proud of our history with certain exceptions like in any other country, but we're proud of our forefathers. They are not. They're in a constant state of transition. They don't support the Constitution, they'll tell you that. They reject the Declaration of Independence, their progressive forebears did. They reject capitalism. They want power in Washington, D.C. They want power in the hands of a relative few. Centralization of government. This is all alien to the American system. We embrace Americanism. They embrace all kinds of other isms, democratic socialism. But it's a very serious situation that we're in today. Look at this election. You have people saying they don't have any legal cases. You have courts ducking left and right. The Democrats went into these states with a plan. The plan was to destroy the safety and security measures in virtually every state, but particularly the battleground states. What they did in Pennsylvania is a disgrace through a rogue Supreme Court. They eliminated signature requirements, postal date requirements, extended voting periods. In other words, those safeguards that were in place in Pennsylvania for decades were removed. Now, why would the Democrats want to remove them? To institutionalize corruption and fraud, that's why. They did the same thing in Georgia when the Secretary of State entered into a consent decree with Stacey Abrams, who is a leftist, who wants to destroy all Republicans, weakening the signature requirement, which had an enormous effect in Georgia. And you can go through the various states and you can see that the Democrat Party, the Biden campaign and their lawyers, state by state, went into these areas for the purpose not of strengthening the vote, strengthening safety to ensure that people who are voting should be voting, but the opposite. Now, why would a political party do that? Why would they do that?
Here's a good question. Let's answer this. One texter just did. A listener says the Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. Sad. Is that true? The Democrats hate Trump more than they love America?
That shoe certainly seems to fit, doesn't it?
Fit there.
Holy buckets. What Levin is saying is, that's a scary thought right there. I'd love to hear Democrats tell me how horrible that statement is and how it doesn't reflect them. I really, really would. Dean and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey there. Oh, I was just going to say something this weekend. I was at a store and it was wearing a mask and a few other people weren't. And when I went up to get something, the lady stuck her head around the plastic and says, "Hey, sir, you know that the government mandated mask?" And I go, "Oh, okay." She says, "You can go buy one over there." And I go, "Oh, okay." But I didn't do it. And anyway, afterwards, I was going to say to her, "Hey, lady, if the government mandates that you jump off the bridge, are you going to go and do it?" But I only thought about it afterwards. Because you know what? On Friday on Rush, this guy was on, and he says they did a testing with 2,000 Army servicemen, 2,000 wore masks and 2,000 didn't. 2,000 that wore the mask got a lot of the COVID crap and the other ones didn't. But the media wouldn't, "Oh no, we can't announce that. We can't say that."
I never heard anything about that. Interesting. South Dakota's my test. I mean, if you look at the climb and then the decline of the most recent surge in coronavirus cases, North Dakota had a mask mandate by order of the governor. Right? South Dakota did not, and they both came down exactly at the same time. So, everywhere I go, I see people wearing masks. I really do. I don't think, and I always have. So, I thought this mask mandate thing was nothing other than quieting the people who, if you wrap yourself in bubble, wouldn't be enough for them. Randy in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Morning. Say, with the Supreme Court, I might be out of the link here, I don't know, but if they would have taken that case and listened to it and ruled that those states had to follow the law, would have that sent it back to their legislatures, their constituents that they have to answer to? Would that have, that those legislatures and those states would have been the ones that would have had to decide?
Well, it would depend, I guess, on what the court's remedy is. That's one of them. Say, go back and, go back and redo this. And obviously, the Constitution specifically says, what is it, Article 2, Section 1, specifically says states' electoral college questions are all up to the legislature. So really, the legislature can do anything. They can say, "You know what? You're right. There was too much cheating here in court, so our electors are now going to go for the other guy." I mean, it's totally up to the legislatures.
Okay. And with that being said, that passage that you guys read, that guy texted you on Friday, answers a lot of questions also. Because think about it, how easy it is to buy off at least 7 of them Supreme Court justices. As it would be if it was sent back to the state legislature, how many thousands of those legislatures they would have had to try and buy off to get it to follow the way they said their voting machines work.
Yeah, well, I think I think the big wrong reluctance is by the courts and the legislators, even if they see it in black and white that, hey, this was wrong, okay, I'm going to overturn it. They see that as, now I've disenfranchised all the people that voted correctly. I think that's why they're a little reluctant. I'd just like to see them get it right so we can know it's correct.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
It's a lot of news today, a lot of things going on, including the nurse in Hartford, Connecticut, that got the first vaccine shot. Was it Hartford? Or was it New York? It was New York, I think. They're doing more now, but continuing through the morning. But healthcare workers are beginning to get the vaccine for the coronavirus. So that's amazing, really. It's absolutely amazing. And the media will forget that it normally takes, you ready for this, 10 years for a vaccine.
I know, right?
That's the norm, 10 years. Yep. 5 years has been done in a couple of occasions. That is unbelievable that, what do you say? Before the end of the year, before the end of the year, before the end of the year. And old Tony Fauci, no, it's going to be next year, it's going to be deer, it's going to be... Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's why I love people who leave business at great personal sacrifice and significant damage to their companies because they love America. Donald Trump loves America. Donald Trump isn't there for any other reason than loving America. And if you don't think that's the case and you find yourself in that sort of Trump-hater category, just think about it. What's gotten better for Donald Trump since he left office? Business is down because now Trump, the brand all over the world, is political. Wasn't before. Constantly under attack. Constantly. I mean, you go back and look at the timeline. As candidate, it started and continued to this day. And meanwhile, a pandemic comes along, threatening lives of Americans, and he orchestrates the greatest medical speed at which a vaccine comes out, because he brought in the private sector and said, let's get this done. Let's get it done. Gosh, amazing. What else is news today? We had that big cyber attack. Government-wide.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big one.
Huge.
No small deal at all. Yeah, it was, by the way, a critical care nurse in New York that got the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But Columbus, Ohio, showing a number of places around the country and some of the networks where it's being done for the first time there. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, has been accused of sexual harassment. Why do you laugh, Todd? What made you...
Well, I knew where that was going.
He has denied the sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah. So,
he's a Democrat, so now it'll be over.
So where it is, he's on the shortlist for the Attorney General spot in the Biden administration.
I saw a story today about some bumps in the cabinet picks, so I don't know if he was on that list or not. Another texter says it's become increasingly clear that COVID-19, this isn't a text, sorry, this is from HuffPost. I don't normally read HuffPost stuff because it's a lefty blog, but here's what they're saying. COVID-19 can cause many neurological issues. Virus impacts on the brain, according to HuffPost.
Yeah, so can being locked down.
Yeah, no kidding. Just putting that out there for you to do that. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by Action Movers. They want to help you get a free move, or at least get a good down payment on it. Because if you're moving, you obviously need a realtor. And you can find a home or sell a home with a realtor through Action Movers. You might be able to move for free. Here's how it works. You go to the website, fill out the online form. It's easy. Then a local realtor contacts you within 24 hours. When you sell or buy a new home, you receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home you purchase or sell. And then you move with Action Movers. Save a bundle. Call them at 701-566-5532 to find out more about that, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Actionmovers.com. All right. Let's get to some of your text here today. I have a lot of them. Trump won in 2016 using the same methods that are used today. You and your ilks will never accept any outcome other than giving Trump a win. Time to move on. I love that time to move on advice.
Ilks? Plural?
Ilks, yeah. I wasn't aware of that ilks was plural.
I didn't know. How many ilks do you have?
I don't know. But Trump won in 2016 without mail-in ballots. Trump won in 2016 without absentee ballots being requested by people, being claimed as... What did I just say earlier?
Yeah.
You're talking about the cases in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott Hannon requests a ballot, supposedly, and then the vote's cast. But then Scott Hannon says, I didn't request a ballot.
No COVID in 2016 either.
Yeah, so I think you got to do better. That's weak sauce. That's weak sauce. That and the Elks.
And I'm supposed to move on. I'm looking at a picture. It's Trump's picture on his Twitter page, and it's the Pennsylvania gathering right before the election. And it is a sea of people. And then I look at pictures of Biden's little gatherings prior to that with, you know, maybe 20, 30 cars. And you're going to tell me that that's we just need to move on? Please.
Good one. The North Dakota governor, Doug Burgum, and the lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford, are being sworn in today. Not the same sort of pomp and circumstance that you have when it's a new administration. But so we'll continue to pray for wisdom for that great pair. Now the texter says, when does the whining stop? Again, I don't consider it whining to want a free and fair election. Legal votes count. Is that whining? I don't know. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.